Time and time again, instead of holding her husband accountable, she defamed his female accusers as mentally unstable loons looking for money. And Clinton repeatedly allowed women to be lied about, smeared, and manipulated so that her philandering husband could hold on to power, which eventually led to her own position as a senator from New York, a presidential candidate, and President Obama's Secretary of State. But speaking of her record at the State Department, what exactly did she do during her tenure there? The pattern of behavior continues. She ignored alleged rampant sexual abuse of minor girls by high-ranking State Department employees. And under her watch, U.S. Ambassador to Belgium Howard Gutman was accused of routinely ditching his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children in a nearby park, according to an internal memo written by a chief inspector general investigator. A State Department security official stationed in Beirut was accused of engaging in multiple sexual assaults. And further, a U.S. Embassy official was removed for allegedly trading visas for sexual favors. And as CBS News first reported last year, at least seven of Hillary Clinton's security agents routinely hired prostitutes on official trips overseas. This bad behavior was described as endemic by whistleblowers. And although the agents were eventually reassigned, they weren't seriously punished. And when investigations were launched into misconduct, they were immediately shut down by Hillary Clinton's chief of staff. And the female whistleblowers who brought all of this to their attention, who spoke out against and exposed what was going on inside the State Department, they were retaliated against for doing so. Whistleblower Carrie Howard was run out of the Foreign Service and stripped of her job and was bullied for exposing U.S. Consul General Donald Moore when he allegedly engaged in sexual activities with women inside his government office and with call girls in Naples. So this is just a snapshot of Clinton's legacy of defending rapists and sexual predators. She's done it for decades, and yet somehow has been portrayed as a women's rights champion.